This is the W5VSA repeater. CL-123.
Good evening, folks. QST, this is Marty, WV5Y. It's once again time for another edition of the Houston AmSatNet. This net meets on Tuesdays to discuss topics related to satellites, balloons, and other amateur-related items. This is net number 1605, and it's 8 p.m. Central Time on Tuesday, April the 1st, 2025, which in UTC time is Wednesday, April the 2nd, 2025 at 0100. This is a directed net, and all calls should go through net control, and this net is dedicated to Andy McAllister, W5ACM. Okay, thanks to Joe, W5BSA, our illustrious repeater control operator. We're on the 145.19 repeater here in West Houston. The PL tone is 123.0, and we're on the 442.5 repeater in Katy with its links to other repeaters and the AMSAT talk group of 98006 on DMR, as well as YSF Fusion 11689 and All-Star Node 572580, and Echolink is star and sat star. So we're kind of just going out everywhere these days. So I will now take local check-ins. It's WV5Y.
Whiskey Delta 5, Juliet Romeo Delta, WD5JRD, Carl, Jersey Village. Good evening, Marty.
Good evening, Carl, WD5JRD up there in Jersey Village. Nice to have you aboard. And let's see, we're stand by again. Any other check-ins? Come now. Okay, well, we're going to remind everybody that you can call and make a quick phone check-in to the Houston AMSAT net by calling 713-467-9870. And you can send an APRS message. That's to West Virginia 5 Yankee with no dashes and no numbers, as Andy used to like to say. And you can also send an email, and that's to wv5y@comcast.net. So that'll work as well. Okay, we're going to start here with a little bit of update from the South Texas Balloon Launch Team. We appreciate Walter giving us an update there, and he says it's been a very busy few weeks with all the packages we have in the air right now, so he tries to provide a little information to catch us up. Okay, we've got KG5BBF-140, or BLT-140, and it's just about to complete its second trip around the world, hopefully as early as today or tomorrow at the latest. And it's coming back into the United States there, and looks like it would be about the same latitude as Houston, so go back over us again. Let's see, we've got K5WH-15, or well, actually, we've got, AB5SS-143, or BLT-143, and it was the same as BLT-140. And it's wrapping up its second trip around the world, and they've been racing back and forth, he says, for the past week or so. And both of those balloons were launched from the Greater Houston Ham Fest, southwest of Houston there, in early March. Okay, we have AB5SS-145, or BLT-145, and it's just completed its first trip around the world as of this morning. So we want to say congratulations to John on another balloon well launched, and is doing good. And then we've got K5WH-15, or BLT-148, and it's taking its jolly old stroll around the old country, Walter says. It's circling around the UK area, and it's going back the other way and doing it some interesting things, so we'll keep watching that. And he says this is a maiden flight from the U.S. for the new HackTrack 2B Appers unit that's about two-thirds the size of a AAA battery. Nice and tiny. And, boy, that is very small. He says if the weather holds up next week, we will be sending up a few more and some with a camera taking snapshots from around the globe. So stay tuned for the announcements on how to catch those images. So we'll be looking forward to that. Coming from Walter, K5WH. Okay, the South Texas Balloon Launch Team does have their monthly meeting on the second Wednesday of the month, and that's usually at 4:30 p.m. here at a local restaurant. And then they have a Zoom meeting that takes place at k5wh.net/Zoom. So you can go over there, and that takes place at 8 p.m. there, second Wednesday of the month. So you can Zoom in and find out what's going on with the South Texas Balloon Launch Team. This is Marty, WV5Y, and the Houston AmSatNet. And we're switching over to the AmSat News Service Bulletins. This is News Service Bulletin number 89, and this is from Paul Stotzer. So appreciate that. And the AmSat News Service Bulletins are a free weekly news and information service of AmSat, the Radio Amateur Satellite Corporation. ANS publishes news related to amateur radio in space, including reports on the activities of a worldwide group of radio amateurs who operate and share an active interest in designing, building, launching, and communicating through analog and digital amateur radio satellites. And you can go over to www.amsat.org, and they publish news of amateur radio in space as soon as our volunteers can post it. So if you have any news you'd like to report for amateur satellites, you can go to ans-editor@amsat.org.
BL-123.
All right, and if you'd like to get the AmSat News Service Bulletins in your inbox, you can sign up for a free email delivery of the AmSat News Service Bulletins via the ANS list. And to join the list, you just see mailman.amsat.org. /Pastorius/lists/ans.amsat.org. Okay, we've got the, of course, this is a 1 or 2 days behind, but scheduled for today was the FRAM-2 mission. And, of course, they've got the FRAM to HAM, and there's their amateur radio payload, and it was scheduled to launch on March 31st, but it's currently scheduled to launch on April 1st at 014650 UTC. So, haven't heard. I think that one did go up. The FRAM-2 mission is set to become the first human space flight in polar orbit, flying over the North and South Poles. It's named after the famous polar exploration ship FRAM, which completed voyages to both the Arctic and Antarctica. We want to showcase pioneering spirit, wonder, and technological innovation through the ages. The SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket launched 4 astronauts from Europe and Australia into orbit for 3 to 5 day target. On board the Dragon spacecraft are Mission Commander Chun Wang of Malta, Vehicle Commander
Janneke Mikkelsen, Janneke of Norway, pilot Reba Rogue of Germany, and mission specialist Eric Phillips of Australia. During the Fram 2 mission, Ravi Rogue, LB9NJ from Norway, and KD3AID in the United States, will be operating the onboard amateur ham radio system, sending SSTV images as part of a high school and university student competition. These SSTV images will also be received by the general public during the mission. And you can read more about Fram 2 and its crew at f2.com. Okay, the SSTV transmissions will be transmitted on 437.550 MHz FM using robot mode. And the TLEs for the mission are available over at www.aris.org/keps.html. The provisional elements for the upcoming Fram-to-Ham mission have also been added to the AMSAT TLE distributions, courtesy of ARIS, and will be updated when the SpaceX Dragon vehicle attains orbit. Updates will be found at www.amsat.org/TLE/daily-TLE.text. The mission has also been added to the AMSAT satellite status page for reports. And for the slow scan TV images and competition, anyone may submit images to the gallery, and that's on aris-usa.org/aris_sstv/submit.php. And you can just go to that page and find also information about when and where the image was received. And we want to thank Bruce, KK5DO, for making these URLs available for us over at amsatnet.com. All right, looks like Bruce is busy participating in an AMSAT board member meeting this evening. And they are currently deciding the location for this year's AMSAT symposium. So Bruce says, hopefully, by the end of the net, we may know a location and we may be able to announce it.
W5BSA repeater.
Okay, the AMSAT remove before key tags are now available, and yes, they're the real. Your $20 donation goes to help fly a Fox Plus satellite, and it does include first class postage if you're in the United States, U.S. addresses only. You can order today at www.amsat.org/product/amsat-remove-before-flight-keychain. Okay, this is Marty WV5Y in the Houston AMSAT net. Let's see, we're a quarter past the hour here, so we're going to take a quick standby, take a look around and see who we've got checking in here via some of our other means before we dig into the Gridmaster Map Satellite Top 100 Rovers. So we'll be getting to that in just a minute here. So let's see who we've got checking in. Okay, let's see. We heard from Charlie, K5ENG. He's over in West Houston, and appreciate that. Sounds like he's doing pretty good. Let's see. We got Dale, WB0AKO. He's up there in Moorhead, Minnesota. He does the backup archiving of the audio for the website, and we appreciate him doing that for us. We have had to use it in the past, like even last week when we forgot to hit a button or two. All right, we've got Vern, WA0RCR. He's out there in Wentzville, Missouri. And, of course, thanks to him, you can hear our net on 1.860 megahertz, full carrier AM, as he likes to say. And that's at 5:30 p.m. and 9 p.m. Central Time on Saturdays. So we appreciate Vern putting us on the top band. And then we've got Kai, N6ZZO. He's out there in McKinleyville, California. He's one of our podcast listeners, and he calls and usually checks in on Wednesdays. Okay, let's see. From the Internet Relay Chat System, we've got Ken, AK0A, Clay, KG4OZW, Brian, KG4WIJ, Renee, NC9T, and KAWX, Bob. Yo, Clay, I hope you're doing good this week. And let's see, last week we also had a check-in there from WAQHV for a little while, so we want to mention them. Okay, from Echolink, we have Steve, KA5YFC. Good evening to Steve tonight. We've got Andrew, KC5LWY. He's down there in Galveston. Hope he's doing good down there. We've got Damien. He's up there in Oconto, Wisconsin. He's AG9P. Of course, he's been with us for many years. And I want to say hello to Mitch, AD0HJ. He's up there in Jackson, Minnesota. And thanks to him, you can participate on the Wednesday night AmSatNet that takes place at 9 p.m. Central Time. And, of course, that basically happens everywhere that our net happens here. And that's on the AmSat DMR Talk Group 98006 or YSF Fusion 11689, as well as on the 442.5, the Katy repeater.
DL-123.
All right, so we've got Dale, WD0AKO, here, logged into Echolink. Good evening to him. And then we've got Indoff, N6UTC, and Indoff is down there in Long Beach, California. So we want to say good evening to Indoff. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y, with the Houston AmSatNet. All right, the Gridmaster map, Satellite Top 100 Rovers. These are the April 2025 rankings. It says the April 2025 rankings for the Top 100 Rovers is mixed, low Earth orbit, medium Earth orbit, and geostationary. And it's in satellite operations. It's determined by at Gridmaster Map on X. And it has been released. The ranking is determined by the number of grids and DXCC entities activated, taking into account only those grids where a minimum number of CISAs logged on the gridmaster.fr website have been validated by a third party. Grid numbers do not directly reflect the exact number of activations. Satellite operators are encouraged to upload their logbook of the world satellite contacts to gridmaster.fr in order to provide more accurate data. Okay, We're diving into the list. We've got in first place, ND9M. Congratulations to ND9M. Okay, then in second place, we've got NJ7H, then JA9KRO, UT1FG, N5UC, DL68P, OE3SEU, WI7P, VP0POL, K5ZM, F5VMJ, N6UA, HA3FOK, LU5ILA, M9IP, WY7AA, W5PFG. All right, it's always good to see some presidents and board members there on the list. We've got DL2GRC, and it's 18, AK8CW, AD0DX, N4AKV, AD0HJ, there's Mitch in 22. We've got WD9EWK, MD0C, and DJ8MS in position number 25. Okay, for the second group of 25 here, we've got starting in position 26, KX9X, ON4AUC, KG5CCI, N5BO, KABL, KE4AL, KB5FHK, VE3HLS, PA3GAN, KI0KB, JO2ASQ, KI7UNJ, LA9XGA, F4BKV, and from China we've got BA1PK in position 40. Okay, then we've got VA3VGR, N7AGF, VK5BG, XE3DX, KE0WPA, PR8KW, KE0PVR, K7TAB, EB1AO, and AC0RA. Okay, then we've got W7WGC in position 51, N6DNM, JK2XXK, JL3RNC, EA4NF, SM3NRY, DF2ET, XE1ET, LU4JVE, AA5PK, we've got KI7QEK, SP5XFD, F4DXV, AD7DB, VE1CWJ, KE9AJ, DL4EA, N8RO, KM4LAO, VA3LM, and BG7QIW. All right, then we've got M1VVV, W8LR, W1AW, and HB9GWJ in position number 75. For the last quarter of the list, we've got N4UFO, PT2AP, AA8CH, PT9MBM, VE1VLX, FG8OJ, YU0W, KJ7NBY, N6UTC, and there's NDOF. And let's see, that's in position 84. Okay, then we've got KI7UXT, AF5CC, WA9JBQ, KB2YSI, N4DCW, JM1CAX, K0FFY, BE3GOP, N0TEL, KG4AKB, WA8MTB, CU2ZG, BE7PTN, KD9JC, K6VHF, and VE6WK. All right, and we want to thank at Gridmaster Map for that list of call signs. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y in the Houston AmSatNet. The 2025 AmSat President's Club coins have arrived. They are celebrating the 40th anniversary of amateur radio on human spaceflight. And you can help support Golf and Fox Plus. You can join the AmSat President's Club today. That's by going to www.amsat.org/join-v-amsat-presidents-club. All right, this is Marty, WV5Y, and the Houston AmSatNet. Okay, we've got some information here about Heathkit, long name from the past. And Heathkit has joined up with AmSat, and they are now offering AmSat CubeSat SIM kits. That's right. AmSat has partnered with Heathkit to offer AmSat CubeSat SIM kits. And you can find the description. Heathkit is thrilled to make a return to the amateur radio sector in partnership with AmSat and Kirkwall through a special Heathkit edition of the AmSat CubeSat SIM. Designed by Alan Johnston, KU2Y, the CubeSat SIM is a low-cost satellite emulator that runs on solar panels and batteries, transmits UHF radio telemetry, has a 3D printed frame, and can be extended by additional sensors and modules through integration with the Kirkwall IoT monitoring software. This CubeSat SIM Educator Pack builds on the opportunity to learn about satellite communications and command and control. And with the addition of the comprehensive Kirkwall monitoring platform for any sensors connected to the CubeSat SIM through the QWIIC Connect system, with applications ranging from university research to space enthusiasts and hobbyist builds, users will enjoy the ultimate hands-on educational experience in CubeSat engineering, satellite communications through amateur radio, and satellite Internet of Things sensor monitoring. And you'll have something on your desk that looks just like a CubeSat.
CL-123.
Okay, and as a bonus, the first 10 orders will include a real space-flown fragment of the Apollo 11 Command Module Columbia foil that protected Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin, and Michael Collins as they flew to the moon and back, and will ship the week of the 1st of May, 2025. And then after that, subsequent orders will include additional one-of-a-kind space artifacts from space missions. Oh, that's really cool. Okay, of course, the CubeSat SIM does have the following features. They have working solar panels and rechargeable batteries, multi-channel voltage, current, and temperature telemetry transmitted in the amateur radio UHF band. They have telemetry decoding using FoxTelem software or the APRS software, payload microcontroller, Raspberry Pi Pico, and sensors, integrated low-pass filter, and 3D printed frame and solar panels. Okay, and then for the heat kit edition, in addition to the CubeSat SIM, the special edition includes one historical space artifact from a flown space mission, one CubeSat Engineering by Patrick Stockham, one copy of AmSats and HamSats, amateur radio and other small satellites by Andrew Barron. Okay, that's not all. There's more stuff. You get one copy of FM Satellite Communications for Beginners by Brian Schell, one copy of Hacking CubeSats, Cybersecurity in Space by Patrick Stockham, and one historical NASA space mission pin. Okay, then you also get over 100 historical documents, spaceflight mission planning guides, satellite cybersecurity guides, and CubeSat engineering specification documents to guide the user through preparation for a real CubeSat launch. And then to wrap things up, you also get a 12-month subscription to the Kirkwall Internet of Things monitoring and security platform to monitor any sensors connected to the platform through the QWIIC Connect system.
This is the W5BSA repeater.
Okay, in preparation for this build, users are advised to have the following tools handy on their respective workbenches. Safety glasses. It's always good to have safety glasses to protect your eyes while soldering or trimming leads. They've got soldering iron and solder. Needle nose pliers. You might need that to bend leads and hold parts. Some side cutters to trim the leads. PC laptop to flash and set up microcontrollers. And then you also need a PC or a laptop to set up the SD card with the CubeSat SIM and FoxInBox image. Okay, it'd be good for you to have some blue mounting putty to hold components in place while soldering, and some liquid flux for any issues there soldering, a hot glue gun to secure wires to solar panels, and then a multimeter for testing solar panels and batteries. Okay, and HeatKit says, our team is thrilled to offer this package to you as the first of many amateur radio product offerings to come. So that sounds like good news. We always like hearing stuff out of HeatKit. And we want to thank HeatKit for that information. Okay, then we jump over here to the link, take a quick look for all that stuff you get. Okay, it's not cheap. The AmSat CubeSat SIM HeatKit Edition Educator Pack. This looks like it's going to be going for $995. Four interest-free installments, or from $89.81 per month with shop pay. And and don't forget, you get that Apollo 11 flown foil for the first 10 orders only. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y, and East Van Side. Man, we're a little bit past the bottom of the hour, so we're going to take another quick standby here and see if we have any more check-ins to the Houston AmSatNet. Any check-ins to the Houston AmSatNet? Come now.
JD5PQJ.
Okay, can we come back with that last one more time? I had a landline call happening at the same time. Okay, Trey, we appreciate you checking in there. We got W5TRI, so good that you've managed to get your name there and your call. That's always a plus, so glad to have you aboard. Okay, we got you, Herbert, KD5PQJ in West Houston, sounding good this evening, so we got you down. Anybody else?
Whiskey Bravo 5, Hotel Oscar Whiskey, Victor Northwest Houston, no traffic.
Okay, Victor, we're glad to have you aboard. WB5HOW and Northwest Houston, thanks for checking in. Okay, this is Marty, WB5Y with the Houston AMSAT Net. And looks like we do have some changes to the AMSAT Tilly distribution. And that's for March 28th. Of course, two-line elements, or TLEs, often referred to as Keplerian elements, or just KEPs in the amateur community, are the inputs to the SGP-4 standard mathematical model of spacecraft orbits used by most amateur tracking programs. Weekly updates are completely adequate for most amateur satellites, except for maybe when they're first launched. You might want to, first couple of days, you might want to update your KEPs a little more often if you're trying to work them, and things do change. But TLE bulletin files are updated daily in the first hour of the UTC day. And new bulletin files will be posted immediately after reliable elements become available for new amateur satellites. And you can find more info at www.amsat.org/Keplerian-elements-resources.
CL-123.
Okay, let's see. We've got the following satellite has been removed from this week's AMSAT TLE distribution, and that's KSU CubeSat, NORAD catalog ID 47954, decayed from orbit on or about the 21st of March, 2025. Okay, then they remind us again that the elements for the upcoming FRAM to HAM mission also have been added, courtesy of ARIS, and will be updated when the SpaceX Dragon vehicle attains orbit. Predictions based on these elements will be invalid if the launch is delayed past the planned 1st of April 2025 0320 UTC liftoff, or if launch vehicle performance is off nominal. Updates will be found at www.amsat.org/TLE/daily-TLE.text as appropriate. And we want to thank Joe Fitzgerald, KM1P, AMSAT Orbital Elements Manager, for that information. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y, and the Houston AMSAT Net. Hey, you need new satellite antennas? Well, you can purchase an M2 LEO pack from the AMSAT store, and when you purchase through AMSAT, a portion of the proceeds goes towards keeping amateur radio in space. And let's see, you can go over to AMSAT.org /product/category/hardware. All right, amateurs and others around the world may listen in on contacts between amateurs operating in schools and allowing students to interact with astronauts and cosmonauts aboard the International Space Station. And the downlink frequency on which to listen is 145.800 megahertz worldwide. And we do have some scheduled contacts. Okay, it looks like just happened. It's Lakeside Junior High School in Springdale, Arizona. They had a direct via KJ5ANC with the ISS call sign NA1SS, and they spoke with crew member Nicole Ayers, KJ5GWI, and the air sprinter K4RGK. The contact was Monday, 3/31/2025. At 1805-26 UTC, they had a 71 degree elevation. All right, they did have some live streams on that one. You can check out youtube.com/@SpringdaleSchoolsTV or live.aris.com. Then we've got the Sayama Technical High School in Sayama, Japan. They had a direct via JA1YUT with scheduled call sign OR4ISS to the ISS. And they spoke with scheduled crew member Takaya Onishi, KF5LKS. And the air center is 7M3TJZ. And this hasn't happened yet. The contact is Wednesday, 4/2/2025 at 09/07/21 UTC with an 83 degree elevation. That's a nice high pass, so they shouldn't have a problem getting into that. Okay, then we've got a contact from Namur, Belgium, the University de Namur, Namur, Belgium, celebrated via IK1SLD. The ISS call sign is OR4ISS. They're speaking with Don Petit, KD5NBT. The ERS Mentor is ON6TI. Contact Wednesday, 4/2/2025 at 15/11/17 UTC with a 33 degree elevation. Okay, then we've got the City of St. Petersburg School in St. Petersburg, Russia. The ISS call sign scheduled to be RS0ISS. They got to speak with Alexei Ovchinin. And the ARIS mentor is RV3DR. Contact is to go 4/3/2025 at 12:45 UTC. We've got a couple more. We've got the Ufa City School in Ufa, Russia. They're going to contact RS0ISS and speak with Ivan Wagner. The mentor is RV3DR, and the contact is 4/4/2025 at 10:25 UTC. Then there's the Lyceum number 23 of Kaliningrad City, Kaliningrad, Russia. And they're going to contact RS0ISS. Crew member will still to be determined, and the ARIS mentor will be RV3DR, and the contact will be Monday, 4/7/2025 at 11:10 UTC. Many times, a school may make a last-minute decision to do a live stream or run into a last-minute glitch requiring a change of the URL, but we at ARIS may not get the URL in time for publication. So you can always check live.aris.org to see if a school is live streaming. And as always, if there is an EVA, a docking, or an undocking, the ARIS radios are turned off as part of the safety protocol. The crossband repeater on the ISS continues to be active. It's on 145.990 MHz up with a PL tone of 67. And then you listen on 437.800 MHz down. And if any crew member is so inclined, all they have to do is pick up the mic, raise the volume up, and they can talk on the crossband repeater. So give a listen. You just never know. You may actually end up talking to an astronaut. All right, Elle, if you're following along with our predictions and times, you should remember that all times are approximate. You should do your own orbital prediction, since we don't know where you are, or start listening about 10 minutes before our listed time, and that should cover it. And the latest information on the operation mode can be found at www.aris.org/current-status-of-iss-stations.html. And the latest list of frequencies in use can be found over at www.aris.org/contact-v-iss.html. Okay, we want to thank Charlie Safana, AJ9N, one of the ARIS Operation Team mentors, for that information. And looks like we have some upcoming satellite operations. Oh, no, none are currently listed. Okay, even though we have no current operations listed, a growing number of satellite rovers are currently engaged in sharing their grid square activations on hams.at. And by visiting the website, you gain easy access to comprehensive information about the operators responsible for activating specific grid squares. Additionally, you have the ability to assess the match score between yourself and a particular rover for a given pass, while also being able to identify the upcoming satellite passes that are accessible from your location. All that functionality right over there at hams.at. How can anybody miss it? Okay, we want to thank Ian Parsons, K5ZM, AMSAT Rover Page Manager, for that information.
DL-123.
Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y in the Houston AMSAT Net. Hey, you want to fly the colors on your own grid expedition? You can get an AMSAT car flag and other neat stuff from our Zazzle store. And if you do, 25% of the purchase price of each product goes towards keeping amateur radio in space. And, of course, that's over at www.zazzle.com/store/AMSAT_gear. Okay, we're checking over here to see if we got any updates from Bruce, because he said this year's symposium will be in Phoenix, Arizona. All right, we did get an update. And let's see, we got an update also from Mitch. He said he's just seeing reports of FRAM2 SSTV transmissions from two people on the East Coast. So, obviously, the launch went well. Things were put into orbit, and it sounds like FRAM2 is working.
W5BSA repeater.
Yes, Mitch verifies. He says launch went well. And Bruce says that they have they launched yesterday, and it is transmitting SSTV images. So we'll have to go check that out. And so we appreciate the new information, and that's on this year's symposium. Will be held in Phoenix, Arizona. He says more later with the dates and hotel. About a week down the road, so we'll be looking for some of that additional information next week. But Phoenix, Arizona will be the place that will be put on the calendar. You know, and it goes nice. Says, I don't think they get hit by that many hurricanes, so that's always good news. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y, and the Houston AmSatNet. We've got some AmSat Ambassador activities. Of course, AmSat Ambassadors provide presentations, demonstrate communicating through amateur satellites, and host information tables at club meetings, ham fests, conventions, maker fairs, and other events. And AmSat Ambassador Clint Bradford, K6LCS, says... Hey, if you think a 75-minute presentation on working the Easy Satellites would be appropriate for your club or event, you can let Clint know by emailing him at k6lcsclint@gmail.com or calling him, and that's at 909-999-7287. Which translates into SATS. And Clint has never given the exact same show twice. Each of his 150-plus presentations so far has been customized or tailored to his audiences. Okay, we looks like we've got rapidly approaching April the 4th through the 5th, the Southeastern VHF Conference for 2025, and that's at the Quality Inn, 3095 Wilma Rudolph Boulevard in Clarksville, Tennessee, 37040, and W4FCL should be there. Okay, then we've got RARS Fest, April the 5th, 2025, at the Jim Graham Building at the North Carolina State Fairgrounds, Youth Center Drive, Gate 5 in Raleigh, North Carolina. And you can check out www.rarsfest.org/index.php for more information. And you should see some AmSat folks there putting on information for AmSat, like K4EB, N4AEW, W1DCM, KK4HG, and N4HF. Hey, if you're interested in becoming an AmSat ambassador, you can provide presentations, demonstrate communicating through amateur satellites, and host information tables at club meetings, hand fests, conventions, maker fairs, and other events. And you can find more info over at www.amsat.org/ambassador. And we'll thank Bo Lowry, W4FCL, Director of AmSat Ambassador Program, for that information. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y, and the Houston AmSatNet. We haven't had any April Fool's jokes yet, and I don't think we're going to get one in, so sorry. We do have satellite shorts, though, from all over. part of NASA's SpaceX Crew 11 mission. Four crew members from three space agencies will launch in the coming months to the International Space Station for a long-duration science expedition aboard the orbiting laboratory. NASA Astronauts Commander Zena Cardman, KJ5CMN, and pilot Mike Fink, KE5AIT, JAXA, or Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency astronaut mission specialist, Kamaya Kui, KG5BPH, and Roscosmos cosmonaut mission specialist Oleg Plantanov will join crew members aboard the space station no earlier than July of 2025. Okay, so we want to thank NASA for that info, and the Japanese Amateur Radio League will attempt to turn on the FO-29 analog transponder at the following times, and this is listed in UTC times, and this is in April and May. Transponder will remain operational from activation until the satellite's undervoltage control shuts down the transponder. Okay, we should have some availability in April, starting on April the 5th at 0039, then on the 6th at 0129, on the 12th at 0113, on the 13th at 0204, on the 20th at 0240, the 26th at 0037, the 27th at 0127, and on the 29th at 0122. And then for May, we should have activation on the 3rd at 0111, the 4th at 0016, the 5th at 0106, the 6th at 0157, on the 10th at 0146, on the 17th, a week later, at 0034, on the 18th at 0124, on the 24th at 0108, on the 25th at 0159, and on the 31st at 0142. And we want to thank the Japanese Amateur Radio League for that information. Operations of the Amateur Radio Unit on board PO-101 or Diwata 2 have been paused due to thermal conditions on orbit. More information can be found at x.com/DIWATA/status/1905508075702038805, and we will thank the Philippine Space Agency for that information. Of course, the URLs are over at amsatnet.com. Thanks to Bruce.
DL-123.
Okay, you can join AMSAT today by going to launch.amsat.org. And in addition to regular membership, AMSAT offers membership to societies, which is a recognized group, club, or organization. And primary and secondary school students are eligible for membership at one-half the standard yearly rate. And post-secondary school students enrolled at least half-time status shall be eligible for the student rate for a maximum of 6 post-secondary years in this status. You can find membership available for annual and lifetime terms. You can contact info@amsat.org for additional membership information. And we get a 7-3, and remember to help keep amateur radio in space. And that's from this week's ANS editor, Paul Stotzer, N8HM. That's N8HM at ARRF. Okay, as a quick reminder, the ANS is a service of AMSAT, the Radio Amateur Satellite Corporation. They reside at 712 H Street, ME, Suite 1653, Washington, D.C., 20002. And we've reached the end of our time for this week. We hope everybody enjoyed this week's version of HoustonAmSat.net. Look forward to catching everybody next week. So stay safe. Keep playing with those radios, making lots of satellite contacts out there. And we look forward to catching everybody next week. So from Andy, W5ACM, Bruce, KK5VO, up there in Roman Forest, and then myself, Marty, WV5Y in Northwest Houston, we say 73 for this week from the Houston AmSat.net.